Here it goes. Today I share a story where God takes a stroll through the grand streets of our world. The angels follow him with such excitement. The day would be the day he would reveal to them his house on earth. As they left the splendor of heaven, the angels whispered among themselves of the chance to finally see what all the talk was about. With a smile on his face, God led them past the castles and the grand mansions, the gardens and the lawns, so manicured to perfection. An angel pointed and said, "Is that the one, Master?" God's only reply was seen in his face as a smile grew bigger. Finally, they landed on a small street with a faded sign that read Bethel Church Road. The angels were confused as they walked through this small community with no gates, no grand entrances. But God's smile grew even bigger as he approached a small white church. One of the angels couldn't help himself. He was so excited when he saw the Bethel church and the beautiful landscape of the church. He said, "Master, I remember this place. This would be the perfect place for you." But the angel's pride would quickly fade as God walked past the church to a small building next to it. The doors were open wide, revealing a small group of people. It was as if nothing else existed in the world in that moment. All the angels could see the grand beauty of God's house on earth. Zion, Hannah, Courtney, Kate. Their hearts filled with the love and hope of God as they lifted their praises to him. All the angels could say was, "Wow, what beauty," as God filled the room and the hearts with his presence. "I know what you're all thinking. This could never happen to me, but oh, it already has." Now, I'm talking to these young people, but I'm also talking to you tonight, today. If we could see with special glasses what he sees in you, well, the only word I can think of is wow. So we've come to the end of a fun week of VBS, this small group filled with talent, but mostly a heart for God. As the angels, I too am excited to see what grand design God has planned for you, his house.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Yes, give God praise.